You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to On the Couch, with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you are officially on the couch here on LA Talk Radio. Welcome, everybody. Take your shoes off if you want. Put your feet up on the couch and relax. I got a great show for you today, as always. Love that song. Got you on my mind again tonight. And today... and this afternoon, yes, you are on my mind. And if you would like to say what's on your mind today, I'd love to hear from you. Because today what I'm doing is helping you out with stuff. Yeah, I'm going to be answering a lot of questions that have been asked by listeners throughout so many shows. A lot of times I have guests, you know, self-help authors. A lot of folks who come on the show and are celebrities, experts at something, share how to do something to help yourself type stuff. But today what I'm going to be doing is answering your questions. I have a lot of questions that have been asked for you, by you, via email. Or, of course, you can call me live here on the air if you like. 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. The email here on LA Talk Radio that you can contact me at if you have a question about stuff, and I'll tell you what we're going to be talking about today, is Doc Michelle, D-O-C Michelle with two L's, docmichelle@AOL.com. By the way, I do not do therapy via email. Don't do it. And you and I do not have a therapeutic relationship. It's just suggestions, ideas, things that have been said time after time. With a little bit of Dr. Michelle help, a little spice added in from my life experience and my many years of working as a psychologist here in Los Angeles and in clinics and hospitals, stuff like that. So let me know if you'd like to ask me a question about something. Some of the things that we're going to be talking about today, and I'm going to be answering your questions, are about learning how to find the right person, you know, getting a little bit more relationship help. How to work through those dumb fights and old patterns of arguing with your partner, or your spouse, or whoever you want to be with. How to get along with your friends when they're so difficult sometimes, or those coworkers, that nasty boss that she or he thinks they... never mind, I won't even go there. But anyway, I'm going to be answering a lot of your questions that have come up lately. We're also going to be talking about how to communicate well. Let's see here. How to be happier in general. How to be happier. Everybody has the idea. You get these emails from people. Ooh, this sounds really cool. And then you get on a mailing list, and then people keep sending you things. And life's tips on how to be happier. I have just a real basic rundown of what I tell people that'll make themselves a little bit happier in life. It's not really deep science. You don't have to go into meditation and become a Zen Buddhist or a monk and go up to the Himalayas. You don't have to not talk for a week. I mean, if that works for you, good, do it. But there are things that you can do to make yourself happier. All right. One of those also is don't stress out so much. Come on. Life's about having a good time. And no, not that kind of a good time all the time. Yeah, you got to work. You got to earn a living. Maybe. If you have to. If you're one of those lucky people that don't have to, then enjoy. But be nice to people. Enjoy your life and have a good time. That's what it's all about, being here. You know? Also, I received an email from a nice guy who said he was very self-conscious of himself. He had low self-esteem. So how can he work with that? And we're going to talk about managing your anger as well. How to forgive other people. How can we forgive people? So let's jump into it. Once again, you want to call cool. Love to hear from you. 323-203-0815. And also you can email me at docmichelle, docmichelle with two L's at AOL.com. So, you know, let me know what's going on. If you have something on your mind, if you want to share something or a success story, love those success stories. I will share those with you as well. And I want to remind you, by the way, that today's show is sponsored by Glow Lightwear. I love these people. They're so cool. This is the clothing company that puts love and light in every stitch. Glow Lightwear is high-quality sports and nice casual clothing with beautiful sacred G designs. You don't know what a sacred G design is? Well, check them out. Wear your vibration and watch for positive life changes. Check out glowlightwear.com. That's Glow Lightwear, GlowLightwear. WEAR, glowlightwear.com. Thank you guys for sponsoring the show today. It's awesome to have you here. All right, let's get rocking here. First email that I'm going to read. This is from Anthony. It says, Doc, my partner and I seem to be coming from different worlds sometimes. It's pretty frustrating. We fight a lot. How can we communicate better? What can we do about it? Help. Well, conflict in a relationship, it's inevitable. It'll always be there, Anthony. Always, 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 always. Conflict is not the problem. Now, you didn't give me a lot of details. What you say is you seem to be coming from different worlds. Well, you know, if you're a heterosexual couple, what they say, men are from Mars and women are from Venus. They are different. A lot of people say, no, they're not. They are. You guys are different. So here's the thing. It's conflict is not the problem. It's how it's handled. You know what I'm saying? So it can bring you together or it can tear you apart, depending on how it's handled. So what I'm talking about here are communication skills. So if you don't have the way you communicate up to par, if you haven't learned, and it is a learning experience, you got to rehearse it and you got to keep doing it over and over and over until you get it right. Because what you're going to be doing is falling back into those bad patterns and your bad ways of behaving. Shame on you for behaving like that, yelling and throwing your arms up and throwing things and accusing your partner of doing things, even though they do. It's the way you talk to your loved one, you know, that really matters. And if they're crazy and won't be quiet and won't let you talk, and let them be crazy. And then you draw the line. Then you say, okay, this is how we're going to talk in the future. So if you have disagreements and misunderstandings all the time, you get angrier at each other, you know, what do you want to do? Communicate better, learn how to talk nice to each other, even though you're fuming inside. And yes, you do get addicted to that drama. You do. I know you do. You like to fight sometimes. You like to see how far up you can get your partner, don't you? You like to work them up. So just a little extra time working the way you talk to your partner. So next time you're dealing with conflict or you think you're in different worlds, as you say, Anthony, here's some ideas on how to be more effective in your communication. And you'll have a little bit more, less stressed relationship. So here's the thing. When you're fighting, you guys are coming from different worlds. Like I said, you're fighting. You got to stay focused. Sometimes it's really tempting to bring up the past. Now, women, girls, you and me, come on now. We like to bring up the past. We have long-term memory. right? She always brings up the past on me. I hear this a lot. Unfortunately, this clouds the issue and makes finding like a mutual understanding and a solution to the current issue less likely. It makes the whole discussion more taxing and even confusing because you go in the back, in the past, in the back. See, remember when you did this? Well, you did this again. And you try not to bring up the past. You know when you... Don't do it. Stay focused on the present. Now, Anthony, I hope your partner's listening to this. If not, of course, you can replay, download the show. Yeah, I'll be available tomorrow. Hopefully she's listening. Or he's listening. Your partner, whoever. It's cool. All my shows, by the way, here on LA Talk Radio are available on iTunes as well on podcasts. So if you didn't get it right now, you can check it out in the archives. So stay focused when you're arguing in the present. Don't go back there. Also, listen really carefully. People often think they're listening, but we're really thinking about what we're going to say next, right? When the other person stops talking. I know you do that. Okay, so truly effective communication, it goes both ways. And it is difficult, especially, again, when you're used to it. Try really listening to what your partner's saying. Don't interrupt. Don't get defensive. No, yeah, but. Yeah, but. No, just hear them and reflect back what they're saying so they know what you've heard. And I'll tell you what the reflect back means. Then you'll understand them better, right? So when you reflect back to them, it really does help. Try to see your partner's point of view. I know you just can't see what they're saying, but try. Because we usually want to feel heard and understood. And we talk a lot about our point of view to get the other person to see things our way, right? But if we do this all the time, there's little focus on the other person's point of view. And nobody feels like they're understood. So try to really see the other side, right? Listen, and then you can better explain yours. And if you don't get it, you still don't get it, why they're doing what they're doing or saying what they're saying, just ask them more questions until you do. And you don't have to be like, nasty about it. Just say, you know what? Wait. Hold up. Say that again. Well, I'm not quite sure what you mean when you say blah, blah, blah. Let them explain it again or another way. Okay? Now, here's the biggie. Anthony, if your partner is criticizing you or if you're criticizing him or her, respond to criticism with empathy. Be a little empathetic. In other words, when somebody comes at you with criticism, it's easy to feel that they're wrong. Of course, nobody wants to be told bad things. Nobody wants to be, you're this, you're that, because we all get defensive. And it's hard to hear sometimes. And it's usually exaggerated, or it's colored by somebody else's emotions. You know, everybody has their own emotions and they go overboard. But it's kind of important to listen to the other person's pain and respond with empathy for their feelings. You're not always right. You're not always perfect. It's your truth. It may not be their truth. Okay. So try to back off a little bit and respond to the criticism. Just kind of just listen. Go, really? You think I'm... What? You think I do this? You think I don't do this? Really? Why? Ask them questions. Don't defend yourself yet. Okay. And by the way, own what's yours, Anthony. Realize that personal responsibility is a strength. It's not a weakness. So if you've screwed up, say, you know what? I was a dork. I screwed up. I shouldn't have done that. I'm so sorry. Okay. How would you have liked it? How would you have liked me to respond? What would make you feel better? How can I say something that'll get you to understand me better? That's all. Just own what's yours. Okay. So if you both share some responsibility in a conflict, which is, you know, that's usually the case. It's the way it is. Look for and admit to what's yours. Just look for it. Admit it. Okay. It just kind of diffuses the situation. It sets a good example. And it shows maturity as well. And it kind of like often inspires the other person to respond the same. So if the other person says, well, you know, you've had arguments like that, right? Well, you know, I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm kind of like this, or sometimes I do that, and sometimes I, you know, sometimes I'm not the greatest person, that kind of thing. So if you can do that, then you're in good shape. See if we got a caller up on the air. I don't know. Let's check it out. Hi, you're on the air with Dr. Michelle. Who's this? Nope. All right. Call back again, by the way, guys, if you have a dropped call, if you lose it. It's 323-203-0815 here in Los Angeles, 323-203-0815. Today, we're answering a lot of your questions. Got a lot of emails from people throughout the shows the last couple of months asking about how they can help themselves in certain ways, how to communicate better, how to forgive someone, how to manage their anger, how to be happier in general. That's a big one. But I've got some great ideas. And also, I got a good email from someone who asked me how to manage their self-consciousness, their low self-esteem. And that, you know, we all have that. Everybody has that. Okay, so Anthony, thank you so much for emailing me. I hope I helped you out with, you know, how to have a little better communication with your partner. You know, you said that she is, or he is, you didn't specify. Seems like they're, you know, coming from different worlds. Don't forget to use those iMessages. Don't forget to use those iMessages. Those iMessages are, I feel sad when you do this. Not you. No you messages. You really messed up. You're a jerk. You no you messages. Try to look for compromise. You don't have to win an argument. It's not a contest. Get that ego out of the way. Please, you don't have to win. If you want to communicate and keep a relationship, you put that ego on that back burner for a bit. Even though you think you're right, just shut up. Take a time out sometimes, too. You know, a lot of times, let the dust settle, as they say. You need to go take a walk. Remember when they say count to 10 before you blow up? Don't count to 10. Just get the heck out of there. Go take a walk. Or go into the bedroom and close the door and count to 200. And don't give up. Don't give up. Don't go, I'm not talking to you again, and slam the door. Don't do that either. That's ridiculous. It's not going to work. Okay, and don't give up. Just keep trying. Keep trying and trying and trying and trying. And you got to practice these things. Because, I mean, you know, it takes work. If you want to make anything, you know, a habit, and do well with anything, it takes work. Okay? Not in a bad way. It can't be that bad. All right. Here we go. We're moving on to some helping people with stuff. So let's see. Which one can I pick? I have a good one here on forgiveness. I'd like to do that. Or I have a good one here on anger, how to manage your anger. Maybe we can move into that. All right. Let's do this one. Dear Dr. Michelle, I get angry a lot. How can I manage my anger and focus better on calming myself and not getting my partner so pissed at me all the time? Thank you for being so open about that. I love that one. There's no name attached to this one. Let's check this out. All right, let me tell you some things about your anger. First of all, the events of this world don't make you angry. What? Are you kidding me? Doc Michelle, you must be nuts. No. You create anger by thinking hot thoughts. You attach meanings to events that result in your anger. You attach meaning to your stuff. Hot thoughts. Let me tell you something else here. Angry doesn't help. Put your blood pressure up, get your heart rate up, get you sweating. Causes a lot of health problems. You don't have that stuff to manage your immune system. When you're angry, you get beat down. Then you can't sleep. Then you can't. You've got to just chill out. What are you so damned angry about? Who was angry in your family? Who showed you how to be angry? Were they happy? Did it make them feel better? I don't think so. So you got to find some active and creative solutions to make you feel better. It doesn't help. You know what I'm saying? By the way, we do get addicted to anger too. So our neural patterns learn to get angry at the drop of a hat at people. Or if we have patterns in families or our relationships and we keep having these same old stupid fights, you know, it's like our neural patterns are just, it's just normal. We just go right into it. It's like riding a bike. Get back on the bike, you can do it. I think I'll be angry because it's normal. All right, let me tell you some more things about your anger. Usually, your anger thoughts, they usually are distorted. They're distorted. You got to get real. Say, what the hell am I so? Is this real? Is this real? Check it out with some people. Because usually your anger is caused by your belief that someone is acting unfairly or hurting you. You know, the root of anger is pain. It hurts. It's unjust. They're trying to screw me over. Well, they're not. If you got a little more self-esteem, it doesn't. What? What? Who cares? It's their deal. No, you're not going to be a wuss by walking away. You're going to look at him and say, you need to get some therapy. Go exercise. Do something. Something else about anger, rather. You know, sharing the other person's perspectives. Try to just look at them when they're pissed off at you or angry with you. Try to understand where they're coming from and what they've come from. They may have had a bad day. Doesn't mean they have to take it out on you. It's not right. It's not fair. Nope. But we all do it. So just like look at them and say, chill. Okay. Or let them go off. Just go. Don't physically abuse me. Don't verbally abuse me. Sometimes in my family with angry people, if they blurt out things and they're going on, I just let them talk and I look and I say, whew, you feel better? Usually doesn't make. They go, yeah, good. Okay, I'm going to go now. Usually doesn't make you feel better. They did those tests. Remember those tests a long time ago? Did you hear about those tests? Where they found that people used to beat. When I first started out, you know, working as a psychologist, lots of years ago, we used to have what are called batakas in the clinics. We used to do these group therapy things on anger management. And they thought it was really cool to use batakas. They're like bats covered with bats, not like the animal, a baseball bat. Bats covered with, you know, like really strong fabric. And we'd have like a big padded chair, and then everybody in the group got to take out their anger on that poor chair with that bataka and beat the hell out of that chair. And all the while they were cussing out or yelling at the relative or the partner or whoever they were angry with who hurt them in their life. That's what we used to do. That was the old thing. Get it out. Just get your anger out and you'll feel better. Well, the test showed that people were worse off because they were training their neural patterns to get angry a lot more often and that it was okay to be angry. And we can't always have a chair to beat with a bataka nearby. We usually let it out on people around us. So it makes us worse, makes us sick. Yes, anger is normal. Of course, we all get angry. Of course, it's normal. It's called survival. But it's to the extent to which you push it. All right? Don't forget that your anger often serves to protect a self-esteem that feels threatened. So get your self-esteem intact. You know, that'll help you out. Get that self-esteem intact. And you'll feel better. You know what I'm saying? Also, insisting that you have the right to be angry, it's true, but the question you need to ask is it useful? Right? Is it useful? Okay. All right. I appreciate you emailing me. There you go. There's some things to think about with your anger. If you want to give me a call, I'd love to hear from you. The number here is 323-203-0815. This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and you're on the couch with me today, as you always are. Today, I'm answering a lot of questions that you ask me about certain topics, such as anger. how to communicate better, how to find a better person in your life, better relationships. Let's see. I also have an email from someone who asks me, how can I get rid of my self-consciousness? I've always had low self-esteem. My parents seemed like they didn't really care about me. My dad told me I was pretty worthless and that I would not amount to anything. And I was teased a lot in school because I am overweight. I've tried to lose weight and look better, and I feel a little better about myself, but I still have a lot of low self-esteem. How can I get over that? Well, there's a lot of ways that you can manage that, and, you know, people can say things to you, and you... People will say things like, you do look great, and they do mean it, but you won't believe it. You have to believe how you feel about you, and people will really mean it. I've had a lot of people who, you know, have partners or friends, or they say, you're the best, I love you. And their self-esteem is so low that they go, how could they love me? How could they? Really? They do? They don't believe it. It's like, really? Well, of course, you have to love yourself. And how do we do that? Whoa, that's a biggie, getting there. Like yourself. Just try to like yourself. That's the first step. So how do you get rid of self-consciousness? Yeah? You want to be confident. You want to feel confident. But what if you're starting with little or no confidence? And I think it's a guy who wrote me. There's no name attached to the question that I just read about feeling really a lot of low self-esteem, being teased, not having a great nourishing environment, it seems like, at home. And true self-confidence, it's not really an overnight thing. It takes dedication to realize that you're a really good human being and you're worthy of respect and you're worthy of love. So what you have to do is you have to recognize your insecurities. In other words, what does that voice in the back of your mind say? What makes you feel ashamed of yourself? And again, it could be anything from regrets or, oh gosh, your parents, like the nice person who wrote in. Acne, a lot of young adults I see. A lot of teens, they don't like their skin. Of course, a lot of people are nasty and they tease us. Whatever is making you feel unworthy or ashamed or inferior, give it a name. Write it down. Talk about it to supportive people. Wear it down every day. There's no quick fix. Get to the root of the problem and focus on it. Understand that you need to resolve a little bit of these issues before you can move on. Nobody is perfect. I don't know where a lot of us got. Oh, we have to be perfect. Well, the media, of course. Look at the beautiful, highly touched up photos. Superstars. You know, reality show. Everybody, you got to look perfect. You got to be bootylicious and be perfect. Got to look beautiful. Everybody has to look beautiful. We're all unique. We all have our own ways of appearing and acting. And that's what's so cool about it. Here's the thing. You've got to identify your successes. You've got to have some successes. Everybody's good at something. So discover the things at which you excel and focus on your talents, whatever it is. Give yourself permission to take pride in some of the things you like to do, whatever it is. Give yourself some credit. You know, inferiority is a state of mind in which you've declared yourself a victim. You're not a victim. I am done. I am done feeling bad about myself. I am done feeling like a victim. Express yourself, whether it's through art, music, writing, awesome computer skills. Find something you enjoy. If it's a sport, you know, everybody is born with talents and strengths. And you can develop and excel in yours. We all have to work when we become adults. Maybe we don't. Some of us are lucky enough where, you know, maybe we're given the silver spoon. But most of us really do work And, you know, people go, I hate my job. I don't love my job. I go to my job so I can pay my bills, and then I do things. Well, that's right. Try to make that better. Try to make your job less stressful. Just do it. And then plan on the things that you enjoy doing when you're not at that job. You know? If there's something you'd like to do, take some lessons. Join a group. Join a club. You know what I'm saying? Also, be thankful. Be thankful for what you have. Because a lot of times at the root of insecurity and the lack of confidence is feeling that you don't have enough of something. Whether it's emotional validation, good luck, money. So by acknowledging and appreciating what you do have, you can combat the feeling of being incomplete and unsatisfied. And finding that inner peace will do wonders for your confidence. If you have one friend who you can hang out with, who gets you, you got to be thankful for that person. If you have one skill that you're amazing at or that you're okay at, that you enjoy, you got to be thankful for that. Try to be positive, even if you don't feel positive. Avoid some of that self-pity. Never allow anybody to make you feel inferior. They can only do so if you let them. Okay? If you continue to loathe and belittle yourself, others are going to do the same. So speak positively about yourself. I'm not talking about bragging. You don't have to be a narcissist. Plan your future. Plan great things. Plan progress. Don't be afraid to project your strengths and qualities to others. Act confident. Act as if. Act as if. Just act as if you're at that. You know, actors do it. The more you act away sometimes, the more you train your brain to do it. That's what happens. So, you know, that's the way. That's the way to do it. Help others sometimes, too. When you're so focused on, you know, having low self-esteem and feeling yucky, it doesn't hurt to reach out and help others. Because when you're kind to the folks around you, you're making a positive difference in other people's lives. You know? You're a positive force in the world. It boosts your self-confidence. Go volunteer somewhere. Something you might want to do. Whether it's taking care of animals or, you know, kids or helping out, reading to kids, older people, whatever. And try to stop worrying so much. Because what worries you today will be forgotten by you and the people around you tomorrow. So those are just some ideas. Always remember, don't forget who you are. Don't ever be something you are not. And that's the way it is. Okay? And I thank you so much for emailing me. That was great. That was a really good one. Because a lot of people just don't have that self-confidence. They just don't have it. All right? Hope that helped you out. This is Dr. Michelle, and you're on the couch here today on LA Talk Radio. What I'm doing is answering a lot of questions to help you with your issues. People have emailed me at docmichelle@aol.com asking me questions that I only usually answer on the air. If I'm going to have a really good guest coming on, we're talking about a particular issue, I hope that you are getting the answers to these questions. Also, what I do is I have you call in live if you want to, 323-203-0815, 323-203-0815, and you can give me a call. I'd love to hear from you. And today we've answered some questions already. How to communicate a little bit better. How to manage that anger. Also, I think it was a guy. I can't really identify, but it had more of a male vibe to it. Just asked me how to have more self-confidence. So that's what we're talking about today, and I'm answering these. By the way, you and I don't have a therapeutic relationship, and I don't do therapy via email. Don't do it. But what I do is I try to answer your questions if you want to email me. And I do that live on the air here. Let's look at another one. Okay, let's go down to the basics here. And this is pretty, everybody has their own things that make them happy. As I was just saying to the man or woman who wrote in about, how can I be more self-confident? But what we're talking about here is how to be happier. How to be happier. Oh, that's a tough one. So here we go. Dear Doc, I try to be happy all the time, but my job is tough. My girlfriend just broke up with me. I have a lot of friends who are okay, but not the best support group. How can I be happier? I'm not a real religious person, so I don't buy into any of this spiritual crap. Okay. Please help me think about how to be happier and make my life better. And I thank you so much for emailing me. And it looks like it says Janice, J-A-N-I-C-E. It's not Janice. It's J. It's got a Janice with a line over the top. Okay, Janice, thank you so much for emailing me. I appreciate that. All right, here we go. First of all, how to be happier. The million-trillion-dollar question. Well, what I tell people to do is try to be thankful. You know, the first thing in the morning, you know, you've gotten rest. If you've gotten some good rest, if you've received some decent sleep, you wake up, even if you haven't had a great night's sleep, kind of ease out of bed, be thankful that you woke up. I mean, really, hey, I'm conscious. Whoa, be thankful that you wake up each morning. I know that sounds really simplistic, but the way we think, we're growing more neural patterns. We're growing how to think. We're learning more how to think. So we're going to learn more how to be happy. And the more you learn anything, it's there more automatically. So if you wake up each morning and you're thankful that you are alive, to whoever, you don't have to pray to anybody. You said that you're not into all this spiritual crap. Okay, that's cool. I get that. Be thankful that you woke up each morning. Focus, look outdoors, on the snow, on the sun, on the rain, wherever you're at in the country or the world, and say, whoa, this is awesome. Don't take anything for granted. Don't take anything for granted. I woke up today. Thank you. Whew, this is awesome. How to be happy. Choose friends wisely. It's the people we have around us a lot of times. Try to surround yourself with happier, more positive people. Find friends that share the same, I don't know, ethics. If you don't respect a friend, if you don't like your friends, but you hang out with them just because it's something to do, you got to change up. You got to get nicer people who encourage you to achieve your dreams or help you feel better about yourself, lend you a helping hand when needed. You got to choose your friends better. How to surround yourself with better people. Find nicer people you like. Also, be considerate. It's another thing. Accept other people for who they are. And I'm not talking to put up with the nasty friends. No. Just accept people for who they are, where they're at in life. Okay? Just try to be nice and brighten the day of everybody you come into contact with. Hey, how's it going? Don't have to put much effort out. Don't have to kill yourself. Something else that makes a lot of people happy is to try to keep learning new things. You feel more excited inside. You get more thrilled. So if you keep up to date with the latest news, I don't know, regarding your hobby or your career, whatever you like to do, makes you feel excited. Get excited. Makes you happier. Try new things. Try daring things that sparked your interest. Whatever it may be. I'm not saying do dangerous stuff. Don't go jump out of a plane and skydive because you think it's cool. If you're freaked out about it, you might have a panic attack or something. But you know what I'm saying? Try to learn new things. Do fun stuff. Learn how to surf. Go dancing more. Go skiing. Learn how to skateboard. Learn whatever. Go do fun stuff. Yeah, yeah, that's why kids are always laughing. They're happy. They're doing fun stuff. They look forward to it. All right. What else makes you happy? Try to find things you like. Some statistics show that like 80% of people dislike their jobs. That's in this country alone. You know, they did put, like there's different kind of polls, right? But the average poll, when you go down to like 75 and it goes up to 82 and different kinds of polls, Gallup and all those around the country, the general statistic says about 80% of the people complain about their jobs. So no, right? No matter, it just is crazy. No matter where we go, we're going to have conflict. We're going to have people with problems that we deal with in jobs. You know, that's why there's a lot of us are not happy per se, because we spend a great deal of our life working. So you got to choose a career that you enjoy. Try. Yeah, you got to get stuck in a 9-to-5 or you get stuck in a certain job. But try to make the best of it. And then on the other side, make time to enjoy your hobbies or learn something new. Pursue special interests. Do other stuff that makes you happy. Hang out with the nice people. You know when I told you to wake up in the morning and be thankful that you woke up? Take time to see the beauty around you. There is more to life than work. Just go after work if you can watch a sunset or a sunrise with a friend, a loved one. Take a walk somewhere up in the hills. Take a walk in the snow if you're freezing. Get warmed up. You lucky people out here in California, along the coastline, take a walk along the beach. Take a hike in the woods. Try to live in the present moment. Don't live in the past. There's so many people I work with who live in the past. Oh my God, all they talk about is their past. Get out of the past. It's then. That's why it's called past. My old thing is if you're driving in a car and you're always looking through the rearview mirror, you're going to crash. So keep your eyes focused ahead. Plan your future and be in the now. Don't take yourself so seriously. You want to be happy? Don't take yourself. Come on. You can find humor in just about any situation. And please laugh at yourself. Really? Take some time out and go, you are such an idiot. Why did you say that? Why did you do that? Oh my God, I'm so funny. I'm so silly. Why did I do that? When it's appropriate, make light of the circumstances. Of course, there's going to be times that you should be serious and it would really be rude or inappropriate to laugh. But I mean, just kind of make light of certain things. Lighten up, in other words. Also, try to forgive other people. Holding a grudge will hurt nobody but you. Just forgive others for your own peace of mind. This is how you get a little happier. And when you make a mistake, when you screw up, we all screw up. We've all done things. We've all hurt people. We've all done stupid things. We have, every single one of us on this earth, some bigger than others. I don't know. But you got to own up to making a mistake and move on. Learn from it. Forgive yourself. Say, I was really stupid back then and I screwed up. I won't do it again. Just try to learn from it and move on. And also, you know, in keeping with when you wake up in the morning, say, whoa, I'm conscious. I woke up another day. That's awesome. Be happy. Try to develop an attitude of gratitude, as we say. Count your blessings. All of them. Even the things that seem trivial. I don't care what it is. Be grateful you have a roof over your head. Be grateful you have people you know. Be grateful for your family. Okay, you may have some tough family members to deal with. That's fine. Be grateful for the ones in your life who give you joy. You know? And take the time to tell them, by the way, that you're happy, that they're in your life. Always make sure your loved ones know you love them. Even when you're PO'd at them and you're having conflict and problems and stuff like that. Right? Try to relax and have optimism. Just try to look at things optimistic, a little bit better. Spin it. Spin it up on the good side. Oh, this sucks. This is horrible. This stop projecting the future. Just my luck. This is gonna help. Be happy. Just go, whatever. Whatever. I'm going to allow to things unfold. To unfold the way I want them to unfold, just normally. I'm just going to allow it. There's nothing I can do to control anybody or anything. The only thing you can control are your thoughts and your actions. And your feelings, of course. That's the only thing we can control in our lives. So give it up trying to push others and control others. Stop. Stop. Just control your own thoughts. Control your own feelings sometimes. You know? Take care of yourself. Try to get some exercise.
Really?
Don't work out too much. They're finding out that a lot of us fanatics who used to go to the gym every day, we're not as healthy as you think. You got to just, get decent exercise to manage your stress as well. And also eat kind of healthy. You don't have to be a complete health nut freak. But, moderation's the key. Don't drink too much. Try to take responsibility for stuff. Like I said, you can't control anybody or anything. You can control your thoughts and actions, your feelings. That's it. That's all you can do. All right. I'm trying to think of what else I can answer here because time's going really fast. Man, it's gone really fast today, and I really appreciate all your emails, guys. Because we're having a free-for-all, trying to give you advice, help today, with Dr. Michelle here on the couch. And by the way, before I go, I want to thank everybody who emailed me. And if I didn't get to your questions or help you out with some of your stuff, I'm so sorry that I didn't, because we had a ton of emails that came in. And what I want to do is encourage you, if you have any questions or whatever, I don't do therapy via email. I just don't do it. But I want to encourage you, if you would like to have your questions answered, what I do is I find guests and experts who I interview a lot of times here on the show to help you out with your stuff. So your questions get answered, and that'll be, you know, that'll be amazing. And then you can listen to the shows. They're all in the archives here on LA Talk Radio. This show will be up tomorrow. If you want to know how to have more self-confidence, if you want to know how to have better communication, if you want to also know how to manage your anger a little bit better, what else did we talk about? Forgiveness. How to be happier. You can, of course, pull up the archives tomorrow. This show will be right here on LA Talk Radio in the archive. All my shows are also on iTunes, on podcasts. You can listen to those as well. And then you're good to go. You can find out what's going on. And I also want to thank my sponsor for the show today. It's sponsored by Glow Lightwear. It's the clothing company that puts love and light in every stitch. Glow Lightwear is high quality sports and nice casual clothing with beautiful sacred G designs. Sacred G is sacred geometry. Wear your vibration and watch for positive life changes. Check out glowlightwear.com, my sponsor today. Glowlightwear.com, and that's GLOW, light, LIGHT, wear, one word, glowlightwear.com. Thanks for being such a great sponsor today. Also, again, if you'd like to email me and give me some feedback, or if you have any questions you'd like me to help you with here, you can do so at docmichelle@aol.com. That's DOC Michelle with two L's at AOL.com, because I always love to hear from you. You know that. I love to hear what you have to say. All right, that's the music. That means I have to get out of here, get going, because we got CBS News coming up and the next wonderful show here on LA Talk Radio. Thanks for being on the couch with Dr. Michelle. As always, a pleasure to have you here. You can put your shoes back on now. Get your feet back down on the ground. Or you can stay with your feet up and your shoes off and enjoy. All right. Take good care, and as I always say, yes, do take care of yourself first, and then you'll be great for others, and that's the way it works in the world. That's the way it works. Not narcissistic. It's called survival, and then you'll be happier. Have a great day, everybody. Take care now. Bye-bye. Flashing rays of color light.